There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
I got in the bathtub right away. Started getting heat in my legs and that. And I could start seeing them starting to darken up a little bit.
Boy, one man talking about the situation where he found himself suffering through frostbite. Be careful out there if you're running errands. Grab those coats in case your car breaks down. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I'll tell you, hearing his story and saying what he started to see as he got in a tub to get warm is frightening to me. Frightening. By the way, North Dakota is where he was from. And that's what happens. They say it just takes a couple of minutes in certain temperatures, and before you know it, it's too late. You've got frostbite. You know, growing up in Philly and the New Jersey area, we got cold temperatures, but it was so rare that you saw some of the kind of temperatures all of you see in North Dakota and Minnesota and some of those upper plains areas and in other parts of the U.S. And I used to think that the whole frostbite thing, that you had to really be out there for a long time for that to happen, but not so. And the proof is exactly that. When you feel that tingly feeling and all of a sudden you hit a warm area, if you're lucky, and get inside, boys, in so many cases, people are lucky to even keep their limbs, so be careful. Because that's what the weather is calling for later in the week in a lot of areas. I know that they have single-digit temperatures in parts of the East Coast, most of the East Coast, in fact, and had some snow. They had some snow in Washington, D.C., and snow in Philadelphia, and really freezing rain. It's that freezing rain on top of everything that makes it so difficult. And then, of course, later in the week, they're talking about seeing similar things in the southeast and the southwest. In Texas, they're calling for icy conditions possibly on Saturday morning and single-digit temps even. I think that was wrong, though. I think they were so excited about getting the cold temperatures that really what they're trying to say is, oh, like 19 degrees, but 19 is still different than, you know, 10 degrees below zero, let's put it that way. Good news on the front of catching a couple of would-be cop killers taken into custody. Remember that in New York City, how nutty it was that more police officers that were responding to a robbery in the Bronx the other day were shot at. They're both doing okay in the hospital, but what's great is the fact that they've got a couple of people in custody, and they were able to catch one of them on a surveillance video in a convenience store moments before he ran out onto a street and targeted some police. So two arrested in that, and that's, like I said, the best news possible. That's why they were pumping that out all over the place. Going along those same lines, since we're headed in that direction, there's such big concern over what's going on with police in this country and how many are being targeted, where there's a lot of anti-police spewing going on in social media, and some of it having to do with two grand juries not indicting two police officers, one the situation in Ferguson, Missouri, and one in New York City. So it's led to some really tense, scary, frankly, and moments where I think some are questioning, geez, do I want to do this? I've wanted to do this for however long, and I'm doing it, but this is this is pretty downright scary. Very, very scary. And I hope that there's a way that we see this come to an end, and we're not constantly ramping up that fear and talking about stories about other cops being, frankly, targeted. It's it's awful because who are you going to call and what kind of situations are we going to find ourselves in this country if we have a shortage of people who want to go through police academies for fear? And can you blame them of what they're seeing and what they're hearing and not wanting to even wanting, you know, even loving the fact of being a police officer, which there is some passion about that, just taking all of it out of that profession, it'd be deadly for the rest of us. You know, you got to have law and order. We live in one of the greatest countries on the face of the earth, and we struggle against over-regulation, many of us, or things we don't like coming out of Washington, D.C., or from our own states, what's happening in our own states. And the last thing we want to see is for all of us to have that common buzz in our backyard of, wow, who's going through these academies? Why is there a shortage of police officers? It's not like they're making millions of dollars, and now they're in an even more of a high-risk situation because of some of the things that are happening. They found the tail of the missing Air Asia plane, and this is good news because by finding that, the Indonesian folks that are investigating it are going to be able to have the black box, which might shed some light on what happened. They found people that were strapped to seats. They found over 40 bodies now at this point. But finding that tail was just enormous, was a huge feat. In the Airbuses, which this was an Airbus, the plane that ultimately crashed that was headed to Singapore from Indonesia, by being able to get to the black boxes, there might just be something that will help them crack the case. I mean, that's the whole idea. Was it some kind of error of the pilot? Was there something else that happened? You know, what was it? Why was this flight doomed? What was it that put them in this situation? There were over 160 people in all on board that flight, counting the, you know, if you count the crew. So pretty terrible, terrible stuff. The death toll that we've talked about a lot in Iraq has really surged over the last year, which I find so frightening because of the investment of blood, sweat, and tears that we have put into Iraq before leaving. But the situation, as we all know, has become really untenable in some areas. It was the deadliest year, in fact, for Iraqi civilians since 2008. The UN just did a report on it. And what they found with all the suicide missions and everything else, that 35,000 Iraqi civilians were either killed or even injured in attacks. So it's been the deadliest year in 6 years. And they could get worse because, you know, we still have the ISIS terror group that is wreaking a lot of havoc. And you've got Iraqi and coalition forces looking to try to dial that threat away. But this report that came out paints a pretty bleak picture, especially with the rise of the Islamic State, you know, with ISIS and ISIL, and with the expansion in military presence there from the U.S. following the withdrawal, which was only in 2011. Terrible. Among the casualties, 12,282 were killed, 23,126 were injured. Oh, my, oh, my. Stay with us. We're booting to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. exercises, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
We've been discussing the story of the obscure but significant 8-year vice presidency, Thomas Riley Marshall. Marshall had been a longtime Indiana Democrat when at age 54 he was elected governor. Indiana only allowed one term as governor, so Marshall was making plans to run for the U.S. Senate. But another interesting opportunity suddenly arose. Thomas Marshall did not even attend the Democratic National Convention that nominated Woodrow Wilson for president. But Wilson saw Indiana as an important swing state and asked Marshall to be his vice presidential running mate. Marshall agreed, and they easily won in November. It was a good partnership on the ballot, but that's where it ended. Thomas Marshall was not fond of Wilson, and they disagreed on political issues. Likewise, Wilson showed little respect for Marshall. Join us again for one of the most important political decisions in American history. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
VP, do you remember the VPs back then? Well, now I know. Thomas Riley Marshall. How about that? Did not get along with Woodrow Wilson in the end, but hey, he was the VP, and he was able to be in that job for a while, kind of like Joe Biden, I suppose. A little tiny slice of history in a different direction here before we swing into the mailbag. And remember, you can always throw in your 2 cents on the Keystone Pipeline if you wish to do that, or anything else that we're talking about. 855-266-5283. Millard Fillmore was born January 7th, 1800. Remember, he was the guy who stepped into the presidency when Zachary Taylor died unexpectedly. So he became the 13th president of the United States. And it's interesting because I was just reading a quote from him where he said, "I have to perform the melancholy duty of announcing to you that it has pleased the Almighty God to remove this life Zachary Taylor, late President of the United States." And then, you know, then he's sworn into office, etc. And he said that he was not going to shirk away from his responsibilities, and he sent Commodore Matthew Perry to open trade with Japan. That was huge. He admitted California into the Union, into the state, you know, to the United States, as they had started the gold rush. So it was California game on. And then on December 24th, back in 1841, the Library of Congress, located inside the Capitol, I've seen pictures of this, caught fire. Two-thirds of 55,000 volumes were destroyed, including most of the 6,400 books purchased from Thomas Jefferson's personal library in 1815. So he helped form a bucket brigade to get rid of the flames. I mean, how did you put out fires back then, right? And because we're talking about parties and Democrats and the Republicans and what kind of log jam are we going to see and all that kind of stuff, Fillmore was the last president belonging to the Whig Party, which then dissolved, and it filtered into the Know Nothing Party. Remember that from your school days? The Free Soil Party, the Constitutional Union Party, and the National Union Republican Party. How about that? Anyway, had an interesting presidency, to say the least. All right, on that note, let's run to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Tommy, who says, Kate, you were talking about Jeb Bush. How about that? He files that pack, and now it's super PAC time for him, which means that he sashays, most likely, into the Republican nomination. With the money and the connections of the Bushes, I can't imagine that somebody else is able to beat him. Do you see it? No, not right now. As I sit here, I don't see anyone beating him if he's got the political capital around him and the push. There's going to be people that are going to absolutely raise money and do things for other candidates. But how do you trump a Bush? I mean, I don't see it. You'd have to have massive money pouring in a different direction. It's not impossible. And I can't imagine that he's not going to run either. Let's take into this one from Jules, who says, Kate, you are red hot over the pipeline. I've heard you throughout the course of America Tonight a couple of times when I just happened to tune in at the right time. You were talking to somebody about the pipeline. Now the day is finally here, and it looks like the Republicans and the Democrats are both interested, at least enough of them, in trying to see this passed. What do you think the president is going to say in the end, because he does have veto power? Well, let me tell you, we've been talking about it. He's already said the president won't sign it. The White House press secretary Josh Earnest said on Tuesday from the daily press briefing, stressing that he wants to wait for the State Department review to finish, because they're doing a review of a review. I mean, how many times do they have to review this thing? The State Department already said it was cool. But okay, they're doing it again. And he's saying he's not going to sign it. And this was one of the first things when Republicans hit the door, their office door, along with some Democrats. This is one of the first things that they were talking about, the Keystone legislation. It was the first order of business for the new Congress. And the White House really hasn't said much about it, at least lately. Now you got the 114th Congress, so they're making it clear. The House will vote and pass a bill approving the project, which was first proposed. You ready for this? How long do you think this Keystone, that's why he's saying he knows, he's tuned in and heard me talking about it. This puppy was proposed back in 2008. So now you got Democrats and Republicans on board, and they're threatening veto it. This is a bipartisan project that's already been looked over. You've already had the State Department saying it was good, it was fine, and look what happened. So, I mean, go figure. Does it make any sense? It doesn't. No, it doesn't make any. It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Jake in Austin, and Jake says, Kate, so sad about that shooting in El Paso at Fort Bliss. Didn't used to work in El Paso. And my other question is, do you think it's related to the long, crazy wait times? you know, that's the rumor that's flying around, that the person who is the shooter was upset with the doctor, had was dealing with mental problems, and had to wait and wait and wait to get drugs and get appointments. But that's just a loose rumor. I could never, at this point, nail that down for sure. So I don't want to say that's exactly what it is, but there's a rumor about that. And it was the doctor being killed, and then, of course, the shooter killed himself. And so sad for anybody, for everybody connected at that hospital to see that happening. A terrible thing. And we'll watch as they continue investigating. I'm sure we'll know something soon more specific on that. How about this from Paul, who says, wow, finally they find the tail section of that Air Asia flight. You were talking about how they were dragging on the bottom of the sea to try to come up with it, and it's a good thing that they did, because now they can do the black box deal and see what they can piece together. Yeah, as they try to dig up more bodies, pull more bodies out of the water, the fact that they found the recorders, that they had the tail section of that flight, then they can get more specific information from the black box, which is good, because that's where the recorders are. They're in the tail. And if this kind of plane, anyway, in this Airbus, so will they learn anything from it? I guess one would hope, right, that would be the case, that there would be something they would be able to dig up and learn more about, and they did. So, yeah, bravo. That was very, very good. And the key is to try to get as many people up as they can. There's 162 people on that plane. So they have been in some pretty choppy, nasty water trying to get down there and find whatever they could from the plane. They've had thunderstorms, waves, crazy things to deal with. So far, they've got 40 bodies. And some of the bodies that they had discovered were still strapped into their seats. So whatever happened, that thing went right down. Boom. And that's it. You know, they're down. And how sad is that? I mean, it's terrible. Awful. Coming up on America Tonight, I already mentioned this at the top of the hour, Michael Dougherty is going to join us to talk about, among other things, cybersecurity and what the real problem is, why we don't use ethical hackers to help solve the problem, and instead we go with lawyers to try to figure it out, who aren't doing anything to protect our precious data. And, you know, maybe our intricate systems, too, that could shut down the so-called grid. So that's next. Michael Dougherty here on America Tonight.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Boy, we've been talking a lot, obviously, heading out of 2014 and into this new year about all of what happened with Sony, the hacking. Was it North Korea? Was it a disgruntled employee? The whole cyber terrorism thing just in general. Not that we haven't talked about that before. We've talked about it a lot, in fact, cybersecurity here on America Tonight. Thought it'd be fun to have Michael Daugherty on with us. He's the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Boy, is that up our alley. Hey, Michael, Happy New Year. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, it's great to be here with you, Kate. Happy New Year.
So the cybersecurity thing and the Sony push-pull, what's your take on that and the North Korea?
You know, honestly, the big picture is it doesn't matter. We are getting hit from all sides, whether it came from an insider or whether it came from North Korea. It could have come from either because the defenses are down. And our defenses are down because we have a government whose job it is to protect us from our commerce. And that's what this is. This is our intellectual property. This is what makes America great. This is the product of our free enterprise system. And they don't know where it's coming from. That's the big picture problem. This didn't happen overnight. Seems to get everyone's attention because we couldn't watch this movie that insulted a dictator on Christmas, which whatever it takes. But the big picture is this isn't going to stop until we have a government that gets our act together.
Yeah, and what would you, you know, if you were suddenly in charge, what would you do? What are a couple of the quick steps you would take to do something about this?
I would reach out to what makes us strong, which is the free enterprise system, all the technological expertise. I mean, the reason we are so vulnerable is we are in this 21st century battle now where you have all these cyber experts that can just tunnel down and be work out of their homes or work in obscure spaces. But there are ethical hackers out there, and they're brilliant, and they are sort of the nerds, right? Weren't they the nerds we grew up with?
Yeah.
Well, they've got a lot of power now, and we need to reach out and embrace. And that's kind of our weakness. As a government right now, we have a government that really believes that government is the answer, and it's not. I mean, our founding fathers knew it wasn't, and they have to reach out to what makes us great. We don't have a habit of doing that the last 7 years at least.
Yeah, no kidding. I love that. The ethical hackers, because they know how to get there, right? It's not just a movie. You know, in the movies, you see that, actually. What was that movie, Swordfish, right? Where
the hacker,
he comes in, and, you know, but the bottom line is, he knows what to do, and then ultimately it turns around. But it's not a Hollywood script, but in the real world, this exists, like you say. So why wouldn't you use that expertise? Why wouldn't you seek
it out?
And it
is, because honestly, we are in a different type of borderless, almost invisible war, and those are soldiers, and the hackers are on the other side. And what has our government been doing? They were on this battlefield, and who do they send? Lawyers with suits. And that's how ridiculous it is. The other side's got soldiers with guns. We send lawyers with suits. No wonder we're not winning. We're setting rules down, thinking it's going to stop anything. And these regulators are attacking the corporations. It's like when Sony gets hacked, that's the eighth inning, not the first. When J.P. Morgan, who spends $250 million a year on cybersecurity, gets nailed, that's not J.P. Morgan's problem. We have a bigger issue here. And finger-pointing and attacking enterprise isn't going to solve this. And we really have to reach out. And I just don't think we have a collaborative administration right now. And we've got the reason everyone wants our stuff is because we're so good. And we need to use what makes us so different and good and be more collaborative with our own people.
Yeah, and that goes to what you're saying, you know, with the being borderless. And that's in other areas, too. Do you see this stretch out to other parts of business, just even small businesses in general?
Right, because that's right. I mean, the whole internet has removed borders. I mean, it's sort of blended cultures. It's you can now work from your home. I wrote my book working in England for 3 weeks, and I'm talking to people over Skype while it's going on. I mean, it makes defending yourself more difficult, and we have to be therefore more collaborative and work together, because it's just the reality, and it does cut both ways. I mean, it's now much more of a world economy. You can create things and work with people all over the world, and then that also means criminals can fade in the woodwork. So it's tougher.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And talking about your book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, and mentioning some of the things that you talk about in it, and some of the shock, and that's the idea. What would we be just blown away by? People listening to you right now in the nooks and crannies by some of what you discovered.
I discovered the fact that Congress has given these agencies so much power that we assume that the founding fathers separated the executive branch and the legislative branch and judicial branch because we had to have power separated. And then, and because otherwise they're just fat and lazy and inefficient. When you've got all the power, you're inefficient, lazy. Well, they created, and also corrupt, and they've created these agencies and they've given them all this power, and it's been going on for a century. And we are at this fulcrum right now, because you would not believe these regulators have their own courts, their own rules. The judicial system cannot intercede until they're finished. And so you have people being bullied, yet obviously they're being incredibly inefficient because they're not doing anything to protect us. They're just attacking people that get hacked. And the reason they've done this all these years is because they get away with it. Anybody, a big corporation or a big government, I don't care what it is, when you have all your power centralized, you get fat and lazy, and that is why we're so defenseless. The things they can do that are quote-unquote legal will shock you.
Yeah, absolutely, and people do not realize that. And, you know, it's interesting, and it cuts across, I mean, almost anything besides just business, and this was one of the things that you specifically highlighted, and we know this is the ongoing war with this new Congress, is medicine.
That's right.
It's frightening. I mean, it's like when you say to people, and, you know, Happy New Year's, and here's to your good health. Boy, no kidding. Let's hope you have good health.
Well, I say, you know, when I have the flu, I don't call my congressman, but for some reason – We voted in politicians to run medicine. And this, again, is very similar to technology. When you're in these highly specific areas that need advanced knowledge, politicians aren't it. And that's who we have put in place to control this. No wonder they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
No wonder Obamacare is ripping the medical infrastructure fabric apart, and no wonder we have cybersecurity problems. This we've stopped using our experts, and we've empowered these politicians that buy votes with these empty promises. And we need to grow up and realize just because they're a congressman or a president doesn't mean they know how to operate in surgery or chemotherapy or cybersecurity.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. We want to tell everybody a little bit about you, too, as well, and make sense that you would write this book, that you are also a CEO of a cancer detection laboratory by trade. So in this whole business war that we're talking about, you've come up against the overregulation and the problems, haven't you?
Right. I've been in medicine since for 30 years, and I founded the medical laboratory in 96, and we diagnose tissue for cancer, and we look at blood for tumor markers. And we've been doing this since 96. And so I've been in the trenches, and we got hacked. And it turned out we got hacked by someone that was working with the feds. And we had a government knocking our door thinking we were just going to roll over because they said so. And because we were in medicine, they were going to still ruin our reputation. Usually you can kind of just roll over and take it and move on, but we were in a lose-lose situation. So I felt like I had to write the book to show everybody, not tell them, but to show them exactly how they operate. And it all started in 2008 before we had Snowden and Assange and WikiLeaks, and now here we are in this red-hot topic. So I'm really glad I wrote it, and the government is really upset I wrote it.
I bet.
I enjoyed
it. They've got you on speed dial. They've got everything. They know exactly where to look to find you,
Michael.
I will
say Daryl Issa helped a lot in House Oversight because they started investigating in 2014, and we had a big investigation, and I testified in front of Congress in July, and we have all sorts of stuff coming up that's going to happen in the next few months. So, you know, stay tuned. We'll be doing a lot more holding the government accountable. It's a very long road, but I have to say it's quite worth it, and it's been very exciting.
Yeah, so when this happened to you and this threw you into the middle is when you decided, yeah, you know what? I'm going to do whatever I have to do. I'm going to blow the whistle on all this nonsense.
Because, you know, you have to make a terrible thing that happens to you into a positive. And I had my health and I had my family and they couldn't destroy my financial situation and then cause of action. An oversight pro bono law firm understood that this battle was a big deal for the country. So they picked up all the legal fees once the government sued me about this last year. And, you know, and then we had a whistleblower come in and blow the whistle on the government and this hacker. And we've just got criminal immunity from the Justice Department in November. And we're all kind of set to roll here. And it's taken a long time. But, you know, to be able to, it's not easy, but to be able to walk through D.C. and battle all that and persevere and have these, I mean, it's a phenomenal honor to be able to testify in front of Congress or work within the political process. As crazy and frustrating, as dirty as it is, the fact is it's America and you can do it. And it's been amazing. I've met some phenomenal people and some people I don't want to meet again, but it's what makes us strong. It's been a great ride. I'm not glad it happened to me, but it has been a great ride.
So I say this all the time, that as much as we can condemn people in Congress, there are a few good ones.
No, it's true. And the staffers work their tails off, and it is a hard job. And a lot of these things that happened decades ago with these agencies. And truly, we have so many congressmen. Even this, the 114th Congress is starting this week, is full of so many young, new people that just aren't lawyers. And we've got such a new blood coming in. It takes time, but it's great and it's invigorating. And I have to tell you, part of my knocking on doors in Congress is to tell them what the agencies do. They don't know. Unless people tell them, they don't know. It's important that we, you know, I tried to reach out calmly and routinely, you know, not running in there screaming, and to have some of them read the book and see articles. And it's been, you know, it's been great. And yeah, it's a job I really wouldn't want, and I respect those that try it.
There you go. I love that. All right, good stuff, Michael Daugherty. Pick up the book, The Devil Inside the Beltway. There you
all
go.
All over Amazon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Your attorney to plead my case. No arrest to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, yeah, trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I can turn my life down. I'm in trouble, yeah, trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
America tonight. So Chris Christie seems to be the world's biggest cowboy fan. He happens to also be the governor of New Jersey, and he has infuriated, and he just keeps stepping right into it, so many people in the East Coast, particularly those in South Jersey, which, hey, by the way, he needs them to when he, you know, goes on in his political career, because this is it for him as far as governor. He's already been elected twice, and you can only do two terms as governor. So check this out. He was in the press box. Well, in, not the press box. He was in Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, box when they played Philadelphia and beat Philadelphia at the tail end of the season. The Cowboys in the playoffs just beat Detroit 24-20. in a wild card week in a late Sunday game, late afternoon Sunday game, and he was in Dallas, and he was in the box then wearing his lucky orange sweater. He's been to 3 or 4 Cowboy games this year, and they say they win every single time he's there. So now Jerry Jones is telling everybody, it was just all over, whether it was World News Tonight and everything else, that Chris Christie is the good luck charm for the Dallas Cowboys. So John Stewart had his own little fun with that tiny nugget. Check it out.
You lead a state, Christie, that's half Giants fans, half Eagles fans, and you're groping the owner of the Dallas Cowboys? Why don't you just break a copy of Born to Run over the head of a Hurricane Sandy victim, you backstabbing piece? Not only do we not want to see you hugging Jerry Jones, I don't think Jerry Jones wants to see you hugging Jerry Jones. Look at him. Look at him try to get away. Trying to evade the tackle.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing. You heard him making fun of that. It's pretty funny. He's trying to avoid him because that was the most awkward embrace ever. Chris Christie, this comes out. Chris Christie, the the governor of New Jersey, decides he's going to take on the Philly fans, and it was all over the Philadelphia newspapers and news and everything. He said the Philly fans are the worst in America. They are the worst, period, end of story. He is really not trying to get elected. I love what Stewart had to say, of course, ripping on the whole Superstorm Sandy thing. Matt, you've been following this, and it's crazy how big the story has become. This is vintage Jerry Jones because he gets a lot of traction for the Dallas Cowboys with this whole Chris Christie thing, and he loves it.
Yeah, I mean, just in the news all the time. That's definitely Jerry Jones' way. But I'm trying to think of another, like here in Minnesota, the biggest football rivalry we have is with the Packers. And I just, you know, and the same thing, maybe if you were the governor of Wisconsin and you were a Bears or a Vikings fan, like, I just can't see how that would fly. I know it's, you know, it's sports and it's not really related to politics, but it's about relating to the people that are your constituents.
Yeah.
I mean, not only are you're not a fan of the team, but then you're the fan of their biggest rival, the two teams that are popular in the state, you know, the Giants and the Eagles. I would say the Cowboys are probably the biggest rival of both teams, and he's the fan of the biggest rival of both teams, and then says some negative stuff about the fans of the Eagles. I can't believe it.
And here's what happened, too. It was written in the New York Times because this New York Times reporter, Michael Barbaro, heard him saying things. He overheard Chris Christie saying during the Eagles-Cowboys rematch on December 14th that the Eagles fans, the Philly fans, are the worst in America. And he says, I don't get booed. He said when he went to a Cowboys-Giants game, Giants fans waved. They said hello. They asked for autographs. They didn't give me a hard time. And he said that they were saying unspeakable things to him and about him. He could hear them yelling it. It's the fans that were sitting below Jerry's box. I'm like, wow. Well, of course, because it was so played up, too. I mean, it's so crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand that because, I mean, politicians usually are smarter about relating. I mean, it's like the mayor of St. Louis saying, oh, my favorite beer is Miller. Or,
oh, yeah.
You know, the governor of Wisconsin saying, the best cheese comes from California or Vermont. I can't believe it.
There's too much pride. There's too much local pride, and you're right. If that's your constituents, that's what it's about. And you know, it's about getting elected. That's when you're a career politician. So you got to keep the people happy, for goodness sake, that elected you.
Yeah, and I mean, to be honest with you, it kind of says something about you as a person, too. If you grow up in, like, let's say you're Minnesota, you're born and raised in Minnesota, and you somehow end up a Cowboys fan, like, there are some people out there that end up like that, just like Chris Christie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that. That's bandwagon. That's not, you know, hanging out with your buddies, you know, winning and losing, suffering with your team, enjoying the highs and the lows of it. You're just bandwagoning on some other team that was good when you know, they were popular in the 90s. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either, because it's just, there's something about being the fan, being from a certain place, and then just jumping off, and it is very bandwagon-y. And we'll see just how lucky he is in that ugly, ragged, orange sweater that he wears to all these games, because he's, Jerry Jones is going to fly him to Green Bay. He flew on Jerry's plane from New Jersey the last time around, and he paid for everything. Like, he got him, and that's not against the law. He can do that. It wasn't on the taxpayer's dime. Of course, it was on taxpayer time, in a sense, right? Hey, where's the governor? New Jersey's burning. We have an emergency situation here. Does he have any comment? No, he's at the Cowboys game. He's in Green Bay. So we'll see just how big of a luck charm he is after all, when the Cowboys have to face Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field, because that's happening this weekend. How lucky will he be? I don't know. And it's interesting, too, because the Cowboys will be at Lambeau Field. And then on Monday, the college playoff is happening in Jerry World in Arlington, Texas. So I guess he'll be back in time for that. He'll get back in just in time for the college football game to unfold between Oregon and Ohio. But Aaron Rodgers, he is certainly on an MVP list with a few other players this past year in the NFL.
I'd still go J.J. Watt if I had a vote.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, Matt saying J.J. Watt, defensive player for Houston, but Houston didn't get into the playoffs, and I don't know. I mean, he's had 20-plus sack seasons, which is crazy. No one in the NFL has done that. And the last time he had a defensive player like J.J. Watt who won it was LT in the 80s. I would love it if they went that way, because why should, I mean, defense wins championships too, and this guy's incredible. I love J.J. Watt. We may have him on the show sometime. I am trying so hard to get him to come on the air, but I love that guy. That's who I would vote for. But Aaron Rodgers is the likely favorite to get it, and this is who the Cowboys are taking on over the weekend in the unfriendly confines at Lambeau. Of course, it's the playoffs, it's the second season, and who knows what happens. But I guarantee one of the storylines is going to be Chris Christie. He will be there. He will be in Jerry's box, wherever Jerry is, and I guarantee you'll see him pop up all over the tube. I mean, they'll show it a million times, and there'll be more flack for Chris Christie. And here's the thing. I think if he thinks people are asking for his autograph and, oh, yeah, in New York they're waving to him, I don't know. I think it's going to be a different story after this next time around for Christie. I can't imagine that would go down smoothly. It certainly doesn't. It doesn't seem that way anyway. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with
the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.